Well, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour of an evergreen show. This means it's a show that we try to not get into timeliness or timey things or promotional things. It's just music, and we talk about music and good music and all this kind of thing. So that's so that we can rerun these down the road, and they seem like they're present. And it's also, if I get far enough ahead and I'm in a space where I can do that, then I can take a little bit of a break for a couple of weeks. Or if I get sick or unhealthy, and, you know, health is an issue nowadays. And so that is what we're doing. So no calendar items until the show of the 27th of August. Alrighty. And then as of then, we'll get back into the fall. Okay? Alrighty. Carol Valentine from her album Standing Tall. That's Sean Watkins. Sean Watkins, of course, brother of Sarah Watkins, whom we hear on the Prairie Home quite a bit. And I think the last time Sean was actually with her and aided her on some backup material. Of course, both of them were with the group Nickel Creek. And this album does have Chris Thiele and all those folks on there, and Sarah's on this album, Sean Watkins. Here's something a little different. This has a sort of a Playford feel to it, a Morris Dance feel to it, if you will, if you're into English. Bees on Horseback is the name of this group. Frolics and Flowers, or Flowers and Frolics. Bees on Horseback. Definitely, definitely, you could just see those Morris dancers out there. Oh, yes, you could. Boy, did I misdirect you on that. That wouldn't have been Morris Dance. That's reminiscent of the old vaudevillian tradition there. But it is interesting how that, of course, in English music, that Playford tradition is so pervasive throughout the centuries. And Yeah, but this is definitely more of a vaudeville feel to it. I kind of fouled you up on that one. Sorry about that. Bees on Horseback is the name of the group. Bees on Horseback. Of course, the modern Morris dancer, they'll dance to anything. They're a great bunch when you get them together. And do they know songs? Oh, my goodness, the Morris dancer folks over there in Seattle and Portland and all that. Cooper, Boyce, and Simpson. Cooper, Boyce, and Simpson. A cappella trio doing great, great, great English folk songs.
In Hawkstall Grange there lived an old miser. You all do know him, as I've heard say. It's him and his man that was named John Boleyn. They fell out one market day. Pity them what see him suffer. Pity poor old Sly Span. John Boleyn's deeds they will be. Blackthorn sick old steel I struck him. Often had threatened him before. John Boleyn turned round all in a passion. He knocked old steel I into floor. Pity them what see him suffer. Pity poor old Steel Eye Span. John Boleyn's deeds they will be remembered. Boleyn's deeds at Hawkstall Grange. Old Steel Eye Span, he was felled by John Boleyn. It happened to be on a market day. Old Steel Eye swore with all his vengeance he would swear his life away. Pity them what see him suffer. Pity poor old Steel Eye Span. John Boleyn's deeds they will be remembered. Boleyn's deeds at Hawkstall Grange. Pity them what see him suffer. Pity poor old Steel Eye Span. John Boleyn's deeds they will be remembered. Boleyn's deeds at Hawkstall.
Thank you.
Beehives and bobtail framed by steel windows, innocent, wide-eyed, pause for a while. Portraits of passion still to be painted, the old ones remember and knowingly smile. Through late autumn gold, a gaudy procession, high in the red brick the mill girls look down, where peacock proud wagons belch storm clouds of diesel, a rainbow of funfair snakes into town. Stern father warns, her mother pleads caution, tight-lipped she listens and hears not a word. Common sense fades as a wall of death siren calls to the stranger's outlandish world. Across the grey market, excitement converging, dark figures hurrying down through the night, spinning high on the waltzer. The young man is watching, the shy moth fluttering into the light. Three steps to heaven and on with the ride, waltzing and spinning to jolly be good. The look that he gave her asked more than a fair. She prayed that he wouldn't, but dreamed that he would. Candy floss, popcorn, hot peas and mint sauce, diesel and deafening rock and roll rhymes, coconuts, goldfish, cheap toys and tattoos, a walk to the pub to try well-rehearsed lines, pink and grey velocks, all white walls and chrome. Warriors look down on where passion finds place. In the steam of the windows, a tear of remorse for a too brief encounter, a chance of disgrace. The rain from the boats washes dreams from the market, as dodgems and waltzer pull down one more time. Alone the girl stares at a winter of doubts, no flashing lights flatter the truth and the grime. The rain from the boss washes dreams from the market, as dodgems and waltzer pull down one more time. Alone the girl stares at a winter of doubts, no flashing lights flatter the truth and the grime.
I love a cappella English music, and there's a lot of it out there. Cooper, Boyce, and Simpson are some of the best, and they have a couple of albums out at least. It seems to me there was four of them at one time, but they are really, really something. Cooper, Boyce, and Simpson. You can find this album. It's in a package with a rough guide to English folk music, and the way they do this rough guide thing is they have an album of a sampler album of all kinds of English folk music, different folks from Martin Carthy to Bella Head to Shirley Collins. And then they feature a full album. It's a double disc for the price of one, if that. And this is what comes in this rough guide to English folk music. Cooper, Boyce, and Simpson. We'll hear one more from them, and we'll get into Stan Rogers and Nathan Rogers, actually. So hang out for that, because that'll be fun, fun, fun. And we have to take a little bit of a break, though. Pretty soon, need to let you know that Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And if you want to email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu. That's D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu. You can call me at 509-332-5047, and I will get back to you. I always do. I'm never home, but I'll get back to you sooner than later. Playlists at www.nwpr.org. In the case of this show, give them a couple of days to get it posted, because we don't post them on the weekend like we do on the weekdays. Folks who play things on the weekdays can post them right after, but only certain folks have access to the mechanics of doing that particular website. So they come in on Monday, and that's how that's done. Alrighty. Playlists at www.nwpr.org. We're going to take a little bit of a break. We'll be right back. Inland Folk, again, is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're taking a break, but we are coming back. I promise, got a half hour more music to go. Yes, indeed, but we're taking a little bit of a break. Hang on, hang on, hang on.
Partly to mostly cloudy today, with high temperatures reaching 72 on the Palouse and 80 in the Lewiston-Clarkston Valley. Partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow. Tonight's lows will be in the low to mid-50s, and tomorrow's highs should be in the mid-70s to lower 80s, with warmer and drier weather expected for the week ahead.
Good journalists check their sources and verify facts to make sure the news you hear is accurate. I'm Marco Werman from PRI's The World. Thanks to its journalists, public radio keeps you in touch with world events dependably every day. And thanks to you, there's an audience and financial support for their award-winning work. Thank you for your support.
You gentlemen of England, I'll have you to draw near, for we are come a-souling for your strong ale and beer. God bless the master of the house, the mistress also, and all the little children that round your table go. Likewise your men and maidens, your cattle and your store, and all that dwells within your gates, we wish you 10 times more. Put your hands into your pockets and pull out your keys. Go down into your cellar and draw us what you please. Draw us a jug of ale or your beer that is so brown, and we will drink your health, likewise another to the crown. With walking and with talking we are all got very dry. To try your good nature this night you'll never us deny. This night you'll never us deny of your strong ale and beer, for we'll come no more a-souling until this time next year.
Oh, how about a little more? How about Stan Rogers and doing something a cappella here?
For just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. Westward from the Davis Strait is there, 'twas said to lie, the sea route to the Orient for which so many died, seeking gold and glory, leaving weathered broken bones and a long-forgotten lonely cairn of stones. Ah, for just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find
find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a northwest passage to the sea. 3 centuries thereafter, I take passage overland in the footsteps of brave Kelso, where his sea of flowers began, watching cities rise before me, then behind me sink again. This tardiest explorer, driving hard across the plain, for just one time I would take the Northwest Passage, to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a northwest passage to the sea. And through the night behind the wheel, the mileage clicking west, I think upon Mackenzie, David Thompson, and the rest, who cracked the mountain ramparts and did show a path for me to race the roaring Fraser to the sea. For just one time I would take the Northwest Passage, to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a northwest passage to the sea. How then am I so different from the first men through this way? Like them, I left a settled life, I threw it all away, to seek a northwest passage at the call of many men, to find there but the road back home again. For just one time I would take the northwest passage, to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a northwest passage to the sea.
King has been a prisoner and a prisoner long in Spain, and wary of the winds bereaved. He's long lain with his daughter at home. What ails you, what ails you, my daughter Janet, that you look so pale and wan? Oh, have you had any sore sickness, or yet been sleeping with a man? I have not had any sore sickness, nor yet been sleeping with a man. It is for you, my father dear, abiding so long in Spain. Cast off your very brown gown, stand naked on the stone, that I may know you by your shade. You be a maiden
cast off her very brown gown. She stood naked on the stone. Her apron was low and her haunches were round. Then her face was pale and wan. Oh, was it with a lord or a duke or a knight? Or a man of birth and fame? Or was it with one of my serving men? So lately returning from Spain. No, it wasn't with a lord or a duke or a knight or a man of birth and fame, but it was with a Willie of Winsbury, for I could bide no longer alone. The king has called on his merry men all by 30. When he came before the king, he was clad all in red silk. His hair was like thick bands of gold, and his skin was as white as the milk. It is no wonder, said the king, that my daughter's heart you did win. For if I was a woman, as I am a man, my bedfellow you would have been. Now will you marry my daughter Janet, by the truth of your right hand? Oh, will you marry my daughter Janet? I will make you a lord in my land. Yes, I will marry your daughter, Janet, by the truth of my right hand. Oh, yes, I will marry your daughter, Janet, but I'll not be a lord in your land. Now he's mounted her on a milk-white steed, himself a dapple grey. He has made her the lady of as much land. She should ride in a long summer's day. He has made her the lady of as much land. She will ride in a long summer's day. He has made her the lady of as much land. She shall ride in a long summer's day.
Well, it's not the hours of watch on watch, and it's not the work that I mind so much, or the long cold miles from my lover's touch. No, for sure she's far away. No stranger I to the touch of steel, or the honest fear any man can feel. But I long for dust under my heels and a pocket full of pay. So I'll take it from day to day. The pack ice round us cracks and groans. The old Saint Rock, she creaks and moans. The icy fog is in my bones, and the ache won't go away. Outside, I bet it's warm and fair. I could have her fingers in my hair. But it's long, cold miles to her out there. So I guess I'll have to stay and just take it from day to day. We're as far north now as I want to come. But Larson's got us under his thumb. And I signed up for the whole damn run. I can't get off halfway. But when I get back unto the shore, I'm going south where it stays warm. And
there'll be someone on my arm to help me spend my pain, so I'll take it from day to day. Come, but Larson's got us under his thumb, and I signed up for the whole damn run. I can't get off halfway, but when I get back unto the shore, I'm going south where it stays warm, and there'll be someone on my arm to help me spend my pain, so I'll take it from day to day. Stranger I to the touch of steel and the honest fear any man can feel, but I long for dust under my heels and a pocket full of pain, so I'll take it from day to day.
America, nothing is free, not the food, not the fuel, not the people, not me. Here in Car America, deep in the gears of a four-stroke engine lubricated with tears, you can hear it coming long before it appears. Here in Car America, deep in the gears. Here in Car America is making me blue. Here in Car America, miles from you, and it could not be sadder, more grim or more true. Here in Car America, miles from you. America, moments away, pressure is building just a little each day. Ready to rumble, let happen what may. Here in Car America, moments away. Here in Car America, land of the cruel, addicted to sex and addicted to fuel. But some of your people, I'm nobody's fool. Here in Car America, land of the cruel. Here in Car America is making me blue. Here in Car America, miles from you, and it could not be sadder, more grim or more true. Here in Car America, miles from you. Car America, divided they stand. They wait undecided, their heads in the sand. Their confidence wavers, then leaves their command. Here in Car America, divided they stand. In Car America, the land that I love, the grind of your dollar, the fist in the glove. The smooth running engine when push came to shove. Here in Car America, land that I love. Here in Car America is making me blue. Here in Car America, miles from you, and it could not be sadder, more grim or more true. Here in Car America, miles from you, and I could
blue. Here in Carmerica, miles from you.
Attend, you all good countrymen, my name is Billy Green, and I will tell the things I did when I was just 19. I helped defeat the Yank invader, there can be no doubt, yet lately men forget the name of Billy Green the Scout. Was on a Sunday morning in June when first we heard the sound. 3,000 Yankees on the road to camp below Green Town. Two generals, artillery, and company of horse. With many rank and file afoot, they were a mighty force. Says I to Brother Levi, well, we still can have some fun. We'll creep and whoop like Indians to try to make them run. Which then we did both loud and long, much to the Yanks' dismay. They fired their popgun muskets once and then they ran away. Well, first they plundered Stony Creek and then John Gage's farm. They cut his fences for their fires, although the day was warm. They bound my brother Isaac up and took him from his home. They pillaged all the countryside, no mercy there was shown. Then says I to myself, now Billy, this will never do. Those scurvy Yanks are not the match for loyalists like you. My brother's horse I quickly caught and put him to a run, and reached the British camp upon the heights of Burlington. Says I to Colonel Harvey, now let there be no delay. If we're to reach the Yankee camp before the break of day, I'll take you through the woods by night where I know every tree, and ere the dawn you surely can surprise the enemy. With men and guns we then set forth the enemy to see. Across the beach at Burlington and then to Red Hill Creek, we came upon their sentries, we surprised them every one. One died upon my sword and all the others off they run. And so it was we were in place 1 hour before dawn. We fired 3 times upon the camp and then we marched along. We fired again and charged as Colonel Harvey gave the word, and put the enemy to flight with bayonet and sword. With great confusion in the camp, 2 generals were caught. The colonel and his men made their artillery as naught. We killed over 200 and we captured all the rest. Nor did we lose but 80 men, of them we had the best. Oh, it was I played the man, though I was but 19. I led our forces through the night that this land would be free. I foiled the Yank invaders and I helped put them to rout. So let no man forget the name of Billy Green the Scout.
They neither know of night or day. They night and day pour out their thunder, as every ingot rolls away, a dozen more are split asunder. There is a sign beside the gate, 11 days since a manly died. Now every shift brings fear and hate, and shaken men in terror cry. The molten rivers boil away, a fiery brew held ever equal to their prophets, the bosses pray, and mammon sings in his grim cathedral. His attendants join the choir, and heaven help us
center there, and in the heart set the glasses breaking.
Wow, there's a strong declaration of the working man, Nathan Rogers. Nathan Rogers, the son of the late Stan Rogers. And we kind of alternated Stan and Nathan back and forth. Of course, Stan Rogers died in a plane crash in 1983, coming back from the Kerrville Folk Festival. And he was only in his early 30s. And so Nathan must have only been like 2 or 3 years old or something like that at that point. Nathan's a rock and roller, and like Brian says, without the booze and a bit of the lifestyle, he's a little mellower, but boy, he sure pumps it out, doesn't he? And his voice isn't quite as strong in terms of maturity, but boy, he can really get emotional. Car America and Willie Winsbury from Nathan Rogers, and One of These Days, and Billy Green, and Northwest Passage from Stan Rogers. Heidi's singing about the highways and the freeways. That means we have to split, okay? Email me, dmaher@wsu.edu. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you, and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they're your roads, folks, and then nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, this show is history. It is out of here. If you're thinking about it, you're being nostalgic. Don't do that. Don't do that. Live in the present. Gotta go. Bye.
Thanks for being with us for Inland Folk today on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio. The Thistle and Shamrock is next. It's just about 2 o'clock. I'm Bruce Bradbury. I hope you can stay with us this afternoon at 5 o'clock for a Prairie Home Companion with Garrison Keillor, the final summer rerun. This is going to be the St. Olaf College presentation featuring Philip Brunel and Heather Massey from a couple of years back. That's a Prairie Home Companion with Garrison Keillor beginning at 5 o'clock.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from contributing listeners and from the folks at Rico's, a neighborhood pub in downtown Pullman, a venue for live music on the Palouse, including jazz, bluegrass, and folk. Rico's, 104 years of service to Pullman and the WSU community. Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston, and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service of the Edward